While more attention is being brought to solve the state's drug problems, proper services have always been hard to get in more remote areas. Detox facilities are not available in many communities, like Sitka. And with the use of harder drugs such as heroin and meth on the rise, the absence of those services is making it harder for those who need help to get it. In the second part of a two-part series on healthcare for drug addiction, KCAW's Brielle Schaefer visits the front line of treatment to learn what's working and what's not in recovery services for drug addiction.
I met with Jeff Arndt in his bright living room overlooking Sitka Sound. He runs a private practice and specializes in substance abuse counseling.
I am a licensed professional counselor, that's LPC, and also a master addiction counselor, which is MAC.
The treatment system in Alaska is a quagmire. Arndt says addicts have to get assessments before they can be placed into treatment, which is necessary but can take several months. And after the assessments, it can still take a while to get into an inpatient or outpatient program.
There's just this huge pool of people out there that kind of essentially, I don't want to say they have nowhere to go because there still are options, but in terms of residential treatment, they don't have much of anywhere to go, and they can't get there very quickly even if they decide they want to.
Misconceptions of addiction also hurt the situation. Arndt says in many cases, it's not a matter of willpower or stopping cold turkey. Some addicts cannot stop doing drugs without a major intervention or disruption.
I think some people truly do have the disease of drug addiction. And to scorn or feel contempt for somebody like that would just say, wow, you got cancer, man. That's like, you're pitiful. You know, you shouldn't have let that happen to you. So, and there, even in medical and even in the counseling profession, there's still quite a bit of that.
Detoxing or the process of coming off a drug can be scary and dangerous. People can die from the process if they are not closely monitored, like what happened to 24-year-old Kelsey Green, who died from a heroin withdrawal in an Anchorage jail earlier this year. At 80 pounds, her death certificate cites malnutrition, dehydration, renal failure, and heart dysrhythmia. Marita Bailey is the clinical director of Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services. She says there is no formal medical detox program in Sitka. Sitka Counseling does have a low-intensity residential treatment program up Indian River Road. Bailey says clients there are often 20 to 30 days sober already before receiving one of the facility's 12 beds, which means they had to detox and start treatment somewhere else.
We know in this field, in substance use field, that someone doesn't want to wait 6 months to get an assessment to then get treatment. If you're motivation is high today, you really want to serve that person as close to today as possible.
This gap, the lack of acute care for drug addiction, may have cost at least one Sitkin her life, according to Erica Burkhaus. Her sister, Lael Grant, disappeared in 2012. Grant was addicted to meth and deeply connected to Sitka's drug culture. Her death was ruled a suspected homicide. Burkhaus convinced Grant to seek treatment during an intervention a year before she disappeared, but the window closed quickly.
Within a couple hours, she was then back to being defensive and not admitting anymore that she had a problem.
For those who do manage to dry out on their own, the meth problem remains. There are more people in serious need than the 12 low-intensity beds in Sitka can serve. Marita Bailey says that the uncertainty of the state's budget could mean even longer waits.
It's a challenge. We're going to have to make accommodations when the budget cuts finally come down and we know what we're facing. But we're going to keep providing services at the, highest capacity that we can. And that's pretty much what all the other providers across the state are looking at.
The Alaska legislature did pass a law this session that makes it easier to access Narcan, a drug that reverses heroin overdoses. And the state has created the Alaska Opioid Policy Task Force to come up with better solutions. The state recently applied for a federal grant to pay for opioid-specific and medically assisted treatment in Southeast and Anchorage. While those are steps in the right direction, Erica Burkhaus believes that it's still not enough. But perhaps nothing can be when you've lost a loved one to addiction.
Still don't have closure. We still don't know what happened. We just, the investigation, as far as I know, is still ongoing, but it's really at a standstill.
Birkhouse says nobody should have to go through what her family has experienced, and more awareness of the problem could prevent that. She hopes Alaskans keep talking about the addictions friends and neighbors battle every day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.